Murkowski, Trump campaign manager in 2016. So we're very grateful that the people of Massachusetts, at least the conservatives, have opened their doors to us. Barbara, you know, one of the hosts told us that John Adams was concerned about posterity and that we understand the cost of freedom. He spoke 10 languages, very wealthy family, but he understood the power, I believe, of God working and helping to found or establish this country. And I got a greater sense of that knowing that John Adams helped the slaves who were on the ship Amistad. Amistad was a movie produced by Steven Spielberg. It was about a slave ship named Amistad. Well, John Adams, our second president, was an advocate on behalf of the slaves. And we saw a few moments ago a thank you letter that the slaves had written to John Adams, and they quoted some scripture. And that tells me, without any question, that without Christianity, Judaism, and Christianity, we wouldn't be the country we are.
Absolutely.
Because of John Adams, and we saw the desk where he had written the Massachusetts, we have to write the Massachusetts Constitution and other things. Without John Adams, slavery, because of John Adams, I should say, excuse me, slavery ended in Massachusetts and Maine. He spoke out against it. Barbara, your thoughts, please.
Well, the thing that really struck me was he went to court, and we know that the courts had to be predominantly white. He went to court, but to show you the fairness of people when they are under the influence of Judeo-Christian values and ethics, John Quincy Adams won the case, and those slaves were freed, and they were sent back to Africa. Now, you know, for people to be talking about how racist this country is, from our beginnings, it wasn't overwhelmingly racist. We had our pockets of racist people. But for John Adams to defend Africans, whom I'm sure couldn't pay him a lot of money, and for him to go before a court of predominantly white, or all white, win a case, that showed that even the jury and the judge weren't racist. That's why I get so appalled when I hear young people who've never experienced Jim Crow, who've never experienced picking any cotton, who've never experienced slavery, keep just singing the song of racism in America. And this comes from the programming of the mind done by the Democratic Party.
Exactly, Barbara. Before we go any further, I just want to say a couple of thank yous while we're doing this. Mm-hmm. We want to thank Jeffrey Kuhner, Jeff Kuhner Show.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that for a few seconds.
For that interview on Thursday,
Barbara will comment on that. We've gotten a lot of great reviews. Thank you for your support, whoever's listening. Today, we are not able to take calls because we're broadcasting live and we're using the line on which you would call. But please call in next week. The call-in number is
973-925-4559. So please let me repeat that. 973-925-4559. You know, this is such an exciting time to be up here in, you know, this great state of Massachusetts. The only problem I see is that too many good people throughout many states have been in their comfort zones or too afraid to step out, to run against some of these kooky leftists. Because, you know, when their ideology just doesn't make sense. We have to really have a turnaround in this country, in this state, in New York, and other places, where good people, people with morality, people with integrity, no one's perfect, but we need a new set of people in these very influential positions, because other than that, they destroy the quality of life with their ideologies. They're more concerned with open borders and illegals voting than they are about the quality of life and the safety of American citizens, and that needs to be turned around. You know, as we drive around in this state, we notice the beauty. I mean, you couldn't even paint a postcard that would match the beauty of the state, and then visiting some place like, you know, the Adams residence. I mean, that was more than icing on the cake. And then even being where we are right now, broadcasting to you, is just another big plus in the beautiful scenery, the beautiful atmosphere that is America.
Absolutely, Barbara. We couldn't have asked for a better tour, a better atmosphere. We're so pleased and grateful that they've opened their arms to us. And as I said, today we're broadcasting from the Church of the President, the President being John Adams, our second president, and the Church of the Son, John Quincy Adams, the sixth president of the United States. And as I said earlier, the church also has their crypts, the crypts of the first president, the sixth president's son, and their respective wives. The first wife, you know, Abigail Adams, whom I think most of us are familiar with, and the wife of the late John Quincy Adams, her name was Louisa Catherine Johnson Adams.
Yes.
She was our first lady, the first first lady to have been born outside of the United States.
She was born in England, I think.
Absolutely. Yes. I just want to read a little history. On September 1st, 1852, the church conveyed land 14 by 14 feet to the Honorable Charles Francis Adams first, upon which to erect tombs and therein deposit the mortal remains of his father and mother, President John Quincy Adams and Louisa Catherine Johnson Adams. So, and on December 1852, the mortal remains of President John Quincy Adams and Louisa Catherine Adams transferred from the Hancock Cemetery to their tombs here at this church. So I just wanted to throw that in.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay.
Yes, and I had some good news. I think Miss Dodson told me that Berserk O'Rourke has dropped out of the presidential race. And all I can say is, hooray, hooray. I don't even see anyone on that side who's fit to run for president or be elected, including Biden, you know, and Lion Lizzie, and that's Elizabeth Warren, for anyone. Here in Massachusetts, she's a disgrace to the state, you know, because, I mean, you know, once a liar, unless they have an epiphany from God, they're always a liar. And she has so many anti-un-American. She's just like Berserk O'Rourke with, you know, confiscate this, take this. They forget that this is, America is a republic. You know, we have freedoms and we have liberties. That's what John Adams and others in his era fought for. That's what they left us, and that's what we should be fighting to leave to our posterity.
Thank you, Barbara. You're absolutely right. Let me just give you some history about our second president, John Adams.
Okay.
He was born October 30th, 1735, and died July 4th, 1826. And I believe that is the same day that Thomas Jefferson passed away.
Yes.
He was the signer of the Declaration of Independence, the framer of the Constitution of Massachusetts, United States Minister to Great Britain from 1785 to 1788. First Vice President of the United States of America from 1789 to 1797. He was the second President of the United States from 1797 to 1801. The church we're sitting in now is actually called the United First Parish Church Unitarian in Quincy. They pronounce it Quincy. It first gathered in 1636 as a branch of the church in Boston. It was established as an independent church in 1639, as were their ancestors before them. Presidents John Adams and John Quincy Adams were active members of the congregation. Their tombs rest in the crypt within the church building alongside those of their wives. Originally founded by Puritans as a Congregationalist church, the church became Unitarian during the lifetime of John Adams and is today a Unitarian Universalist congregation. So we just wanted to give you some background on that, and we do thank the city and town of Quincy and, again, the Republican Norfolk County Republican Committee for allowing us to use this. And Kathy and Norman, thank you for arranging it. We thank you so much.
Amen.
Your thoughts, Barbara.
Yes, I mean, this is a trip of a lifetime right here in America. And then I noticed that the people who were touring, you know, from different ethnicities, I mean, I don't know if they live in here in Massachusetts or they're from some other place, but the idea is that there's history here. There's rich history. And not only should we as Americans know it, but it's something that people from other parts of the world, they're envious of, and they want to know how we became who we are, you know. So, I mean, I was impressed with the crowd that we saw today.
No, absolutely. And, Barbara, what you are saying is very important, not just because you're sitting across from me, but I really mean it. None of the Democratic candidates, as far as I'm concerned, they're not fit to serve.
They're not fit.
If you understand or gain an understanding of how we were founded as a nation, we were not founded on socialism, communism, Marxism, and I kind of flash them all together because they're similar. Socialism may be a softer or less violent form of communism, but it's the same concept. We were not founded that way. It humbles you going to the house of John Adams, our second president, brilliant man, spoke 10 languages fluently, believed in writing and reading, and he traveled the world. And yet it was important for him for the posterity to know the language, to know who we are. And because, you know, he wrote a letter to Jefferson, and I can't quote it. I may have Kathy quoted. But basically, he almost pleaded for us to know what they fought for, what they sacrificed. Yesterday, we did some touring here in Boston. And we went to, I'll remember, North Bridge, where they fought the Battle of Concord Bridge, actually. And we saw places, we saw the tombs, well, not the actual tombs, but where British soldiers were dying. They laid. You see the British or the
flag.
You see the flag of the United Kingdom, and we were advised by Hal Shirtless that the Queen of England in 1976 laid a wreath there when she visited the United States.
I think that was where the first shot was fired.
Correct, absolutely. So it's a lot of history. If you've ever visited the Boston area, I would urge you to do so. Massachusetts is a beautiful state. Boston is rich with history. I'm just blown away.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing about it is our founding fathers and mothers, they honored this country. When you have a party of people having a debate and they don't even have the decency to have the American flag, that should send some very strong messages out to particularly Americans. Americans who love America would be offended by that. And it offends me, but it also lets me know that they are not fit for service. It also lets me know that they're in this not to make America stronger, greater, or better, but to enrich their pockets, to see how they can get even illegal people, people who are not citizens of this country, people who have come here illegally, to get more of the taxpayer money because they're going to be promising them freebies, and get them to vote for them so that they can stay in office, stay in power, and have more control over the lives of free people. And it's really a shame and an embarrassment, but it's also a wake-up call. And it's time for us to awaken from our slumber, get out of that, you know, comfort zone, and fight for what John Adams and fought for the prosperity for this country that God put in their hearts to develop and lay the foundation for, to give us our Constitution, to give us the many documents that we have, Declaration of Independence, all of those important documents that, you know, have put things in stone and have shown that they are successful, because they didn't come out of the vile imagination and the darkness of their hearts, light into their hearts and brightness into their minds to write the things that they wrote, create the things that they created, for us to have the country that we have.
Thank you, Barbara. I'm just looking at the timeline. Where we visited yesterday, the shot heard around the world. We visited where the battles, yes, Lexington and Concord. I may have mixed it up a little early, but I want to make that very clear. Let me just read something, constitutionfacts.com. The clash began on April 19, 1775, when more than 700 British soldiers were given what they thought were secret orders to destroy colonial military supplies in Concord, Massachusetts. Fortunately, thanks to a rather elaborate colonial intelligence network led by the Sons of Liberty, the Patriots were aware that their supplies were at risk, and were able to move them to different locations long before the British began to move. Also, thanks to the daring rise of a few brave men, the colonial militia knew that an engagement with the British Army was imminent. So thanks to Hal Shirtless and Camp Constitution, we visited two of those places yesterday. I believe we saw where Paul Revere rode, Lexington and Concord. This is a very, we underappreciate in this country the history, the founding. We actually, Hal Shirtless showed us where, I believe it, and I hope I have this right, the grandfather, father of Ralph Waldo Emerson saw part of the battle from his window. He was near Concord. His grandfather or father saw the actual battle. There were no trees in that area at the time. So he was actually able to see the battle between the Americans and the British soldiers. And that's what we saw in that area, several feet away, the flags of the Union Jack representing the United Kingdom, Great Britain, because their soldiers died in that spot. So thank you to Mr. Shirtless for that. There's so much history there. We're so appreciative. We can go on and on, but we want to touch on in the next half. We're not going to break this yet, but we want to talk about the vote on October 31st by the Democrats to formalize this unconstitutional and very unfair impeachment process. Not voting on impeachment. There are no articles of impeachment, but just on this one-sided, lopsided, Soviet-style process, as far as I'm concerned. President Donald John Trump represents what the founders wanted. Whether you like his style, whether you find him too blustery, he's a New Yorker, okay? Donald Trump, yes, was born to a wealthy father, but President Trump was not sheltered like a lot of children of millionaires. He walked the streets of New York. He interacted with the construction workers. He interacted with the carpenters, the electricians. His children did the same, so they would know what work is about. That's why they have a wonderful work ethic. President Trump has an excellent work ethic. And I can say now, here and now, based on what I've learned, we learned a number of these things in school, but I think being here and visiting the Adams Estate earlier today really confirmed to me that President Donald Trump embodies the spirit of our founding fathers. Do you agree or disagree, Barbara?
I totally agree, because one thing about it, the founding fathers, they had a love for this country, and the founding mothers, they loved America. And I don't see that on the opposite side. I don't see a love for America. I mentioned they didn't even have flags. They don't even have flags.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. And wasn't it not the Senate, but some Democrats didn't want in God we trust.
Exactly.
That's the founding of this country.
Yes.
That's why we're in the church of the president.
Absolutely.
In other words, our presidents didn't ignore God, didn't pretend that there was no God, because they understood that it was God who gave them the inspiration to do what they did. From what the guide was telling us, Abigail and John Quincy were in England living in mansions, but they chose a house that, it doesn't compare to a mansion. They chose a regular house here in Quincy, Massachusetts, to live among the people. They could have lived in the mansion, continued to live in the mansion, overseas, but they didn't do it. So our president embodies the mindset of our founding fathers, of the John Quincy Adams, of the George Washingtons, of Webster, of all of them. He loves America, and he loves Americans. What Democrat has ever said that? What Democrat is talking about a plan to make America great again, to keep America prosperous, to keep America and Americans safe? You don't hear them mention any of that. Now, you heard Berserk O'Rourke talking about confiscating weapons. But what about the murders that are committed with the hands? What about the murders that are committed with knives? What, all of those are going to be confiscated? No. What about all of the auto wrecks? What are you going to do, take the cars away? No, they're not concerned about human life, because you're saying this like you're really concerned about human life, but you vote to kill babies. And the theme of your party is that abortions are a constitutional right. Abortion should be done even after a baby is born. To me, that's very racist, because you know it highly affects black communities. And they're always telling people how racist the Republicans are, how racist. Well, I think they're the biggest racist out. Because when you look at the history of the Democratic Party, it's very racist. And it was racist from the beginning. Yes. KKK members, Robert Byrd, hello, all of them. And look at Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger met with the KKK, which came out of the Democratic Party. And you can't tell me that isn't racism when you're promoting the murder of babies. When in New York, they've been very successful, because in New York, more black babies are murdered than born. So therefore, that prevents blacks from ever being more than 13% of the population. Plus, nationwide, 36% of all of the abortions are done to black women killing black babies. And then you have all of the black-on-black crime. Do they mention that? Are they concerned about that? No. And, you know, when our president ran for office, he told black people, what do you have to lose? We have nothing to lose by voting for Donald J. Trump, who wants a better life for all Americans.
Well said, Barbara. I couldn't have said it better. I think we have about 33 minutes, excuse me, to the break. Thank you, producer, for helping us do this remotely. We greatly appreciate it. You're doing a great job. You're absolutely right, Barbara. The abortion issue is one of the things that, once we get a larger platform, and I pray that God expands our territory and our reach, we must emphasize that Margaret Sanger, and I want you to say this because you've been on this for so long, tell us, in case people are listening to us for the first time, we're on DDVRadio.com, tell us a little bit in about 2 minutes about the history of Margaret Sanger and why she founded Planned Parenthood. Please.
Well, she thought that some people were a drudge on society, and that included black people, and that included people with disabilities. And what she did, she wanted to eliminate black people. She wanted to have black women sterile and reproduced, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we must that every black neighborhood that you practically can go to, you knew it on purpose. Soften up the clergy to accept a plan of eugenics, and went to the clergy. That's why some of our churches have been infiltrated also. But I always say to myself, how could Hillary Clinton be so pro-black when she says that she admired the tenacity of Margaret Sanger? Margaret Sanger, as I said, wanted to eradicate black people. She called black people weeds. But Hillary Clinton admires her. So don't tell me how pro-black Hillary is. How can you be pro-black and support someone who was against black birth from the beginning?
I think that is very important, Barbara, what you just said. Understand that Margaret, we have to make sure people understand the link between Margaret Sanger and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I understand.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and she met with Adolf Hitler. She supported Nazism. She met with a Klan in New Jersey. She thought black people were weeds. This is the founder of Planned Parenthood. And Hillary Clinton admired her tenacity.
Hillary Clinton has received, I think, one or two awards from Planned Parenthood. And the bottom line is the founding mothers of this country, the ones who fought for women's rights, Beecher Stowe, et cetera, they termed abortion as murder. murder of the babies. And it was Mother Teresa said that a nation that destroys its baby in the womb has lost its soul. Americans, we need to fight to regain that soul. We need to fight and push back those who say that human life is not worth anything. You know, they care more for animals, and I love animals, and they care more for convicted killers, murderers, etc. They say it's inhumane to give them the death penalty, but it's not inhumane to kill a baby. That, to me, is twisted, dark, and we don't need it. Please stay with us throughout the break. We'll be right back.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
And now, back to
to the program. DTVRadio.com.
Hello, hello, and thank you so much for staying with us on Our Urban Story. Once again, this is your friendly Barbara from Harlem. And Ms. Diamond wanted me to mention to you that on Thursday, this past Thursday, I was interviewed by Jeff Kona, and the call letters for his station are WRKO out of Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts. So he was he brought up a very good point. And that point was, you know, he noticed from my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, that I mentioned that black equals usually equals Democrat. And he was asking me, he says, well, I noticed you come from a broken home. You had a broken marriage. And do you think a lot of black people have the same situation that you have? And I said, yes. Because, you know, when you come from a broken home and you have a broken marriage, you're looking for significance. So what I did was I joined several Democratic clubs. And, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, why did I join those Democratic clubs? Because one thing I think the Democrats do that the Republicans may not do is that they act like they personally care.
Right.
And when you have that brokenness in your life, you want someone to care. And I was just sitting here thinking, when Bill Clinton said, I feel your pain. See, that's personal. And the Republicans have to go for the heartbeat.
Yes.
I think that is what's missing.
Yes.
To tell, and see, that's why the Democrats, like Charlie Rangel and all of them,
yes,
always talk about slavery.
Yes.
Always talk about how black people suffered,
right,
during slavery.
Right.
And they rope you in.
Yes.
But thank God my mother and my grandmother introduced me to God. And in that introduction to God, it was love thy neighbor. Do unto others as you have been doing to you. So that's the only thing that saved me from being swallowed up in the brainwashing cycle that they do so well.
Absolutely.
That was the only thing, because they kept telling me to hate white people who were long ago dead. Who already answered to God for what they did.
Right.
And they trained black people to hate white people because of the past errors of America. And that is their key. They go for the heart. I feel your pain. You know, in my book, I mentioned he didn't feel my pain when I didn't have any gas to put in, you know, money to put gas in my car. But those words touch your soul. The Republicans have to get a little more personal,
yes,
in the urban community.
Yes.
They have to not appear,
yes,
to speak language that's far above the average person.
Yes, exactly.
And see, in most of our homes, politics, they're not discussed. And politics is very important because it affects where you go to school,
absolutely,
how much water you have in your toilet.
Yes.
And that's another thing that black families need to focus on.
Yes.
Tell them about the real world that they're going into.
Right.
But the Republicans need to have feet on the ground,
yes,
in these black communities saying, let me tell you what the Constitution says, what you're entitled to, and what are your responsibilities as a citizen of this great country.
Absolutely.
And I think that that would make a world of difference.
Wow. And that's just a preview of what you're going to hear tomorrow night if you attend the Spirit of America event that we're going to be at. And let me just give them some housekeeping here before we go on. I want to thank Camp Constitution and Hal Stradler for the luncheon yesterday. And you were on broadcast. It's going to be on YouTube. Just look up Camp Constitution. And the speech you gave yesterday at the luncheon should be on YouTube shortly today, maybe next.
I don't know. Last night.
He put it on Facebook, so it's on Facebook. And tomorrow between 4 and 7, we're going to be at Lombardo's, an elegant dining facility. It's family owned, beautiful, and that's from 4 to 7 at 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts. We're going to be joining Jim Lyons, GOP chair here in Massachusetts, and the great Corey Lewandowski. So we're very excited. And Barbara is one of the keynote speakers. That's just a taste of what she's going to say tomorrow night. Barbara can be reached on Facebook by going, looking for Barbara From Space Harlem. Barbara From are together and Space Harlem. I say that because there are 2 or 3 Barbara From Harlem on Facebook. Okay. We have to fix that. But until then, Barbara From, 2 words together, Faith Harlem, and her email address is BarbaraFromHarlemUSA@yahoo.com. Again, BarbaraFromHarlemUSA@yahoo.com. And we also have a website, www.BarbaraFromHarlem.com. The website we're still working on, but it has some good information there as well. We want to thank Women for Trump for the invitation to the Halloween party the other night and held in Manheim, Pennsylvania. Mercedes Schlapp and Matt Schlapp were hosting, but we were not able to make it because we had previous, you know, other commitments, but we thank them for the invitation. And that's it for now. Barbara, what your words are, you're critical. We want to thank Jeff Pooner. We want to thank him because Jeff seemed to have actually read the book. Based on your interview with him, he's on WRKO AM 60 in Boston, Massachusetts. We want to thank Dennis for pushing that and helping us get there, as well as Kathy and other people. The interview was a smashing success. He mentioned your book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, several times. So we thank Mr. Cooner, and we thank you all for your support.
Amen.
I want to go back to what you said, though, because I think it's critical. You joined all these different Democratic clubs because it gave you significance. It made you feel important.
Yes.
You came from a broken home like so many Black people. You had a failed marriage. So these Democratic clubs gave you significance. One of the things you said was very important. The Republicans have neglected urban America, not viciously, not being malicious, but they ceded those grounds. They ceded those areas to the Democrats. So the Democrats really don't care. They really don't. But every 4 years, the Democrats come into the urban areas and they make Black people feel important because they say, we need your vote. We'll help you. We'll do this and that. And with Republicans, it's benign neglect. Well, the Democrats are going to win anyway, so we won't go into Newark. We won't go into Irvington. We won't go into Detroit. We won't bother with, you know, Philadelphia. And then Black people then make it feel important by Democrats, although Democrats are making it worse for Black people. What are your thoughts, Barbara, on that? Because that's critical.
Well, my thoughts are they need to stop ceding these communities to the Democrats. The Democrats have proven in decade after decade that once they get the Black vote, and I think what Obama got maybe 90% of the Black vote, they don't care. They don't care. And look at how the communities are crumbling. The quality of life is crumbling every day. And those politicians get richer and richer. Now, it was recently exposed about Baltimore, where Elijah Cummings was the representative. He's living in a mansion with $10 million worth of artwork. I hate to talk about the dead, but just to mention it, you know, I know he just passed away. But the bottom line is, look at, and then you have people from Baltimore actually saying how it's rat infested and how it's decrepit, you know, but yet and still, he represented that area for quite a while. I don't know exactly how long, but he's been in that office for quite a while. Unfortunately, he is not the only one, but the Democrats in most of these areas, and God rest his soul, but that has to change. We have to start thinking about not only ourselves, but our children. What kind of environment are we bringing them up in? Do we want just broken down homes and broken windows and rats running all over while these people who are representing us live in these mansions? You know, that's not fair, and that needs to change.
What you said is very important. As usual, you say a lot of important things, and I think it's critical. You mentioned about the estate we just visited, the home of John Adams.
Absolutely.
And four generations of Adams.
Yes.
It's not in the woods. It's not far away.
Right.
It's right where the people are. We have passed here in Massachusetts, in Boston area, very wealthy areas within Boston, mansions that would dwarf the home where the Adams family lived from the late 1700s to 1920, I forget the year, but early 20th century. It was built, that house, it's beautiful, I love it, but the homes we've seen here in the Boston area would dwarf it.
But the idea that John Adams wanted to be near the people, and that reminds me of President Trump. Trump is a billionaire several times over. He could live in a huge mansion where people wouldn't get dated mansion, yet he was right there at Trump Tower, and he just moved to Florida. Yes, Barbara.
From what I understand, Pelosi and them lived in gated houses.
Exactly.
And this house that the Adams family lived four generations, there's no six-foot wall. There is no, you know, no gated entrance.
Right.
Or whatever. They lived in a way that they could be in contact with the people. Mm-hmm. They didn't feel that they were above the people.
Mm-hmm.
The library is right here, built in 1870, mm-hmm. right here in the community, which people are still using it today.
Mm. Yes, if you write the John Adams,
yes.
write the National Park Service, John Adams home, that if you have a legitimate research reason, people can use the library for their research. You're absolutely right. It's just the idea that this house is so close to downtown Quincy, Massachusetts. It wasn't some remote place in Massachusetts where you have to go through the woods, not gate. It's not ostentatious. It's beautiful. It's tasty. But it's not ostentatious.
No, it's not.
It's right where the people are, just like with Trump at Trump Tower, right in Midtown Manhattan, not too far from Central Park. But I agree with President Trump on moving down to Florida. I know Andrew Cuomo said something on Twitter, but Trump represents what millions of New York, well, not millions, let me not go overboard, but a number of New Yorkers are moving out of New York State because of the burdensome taxes. So, and you know, Andrew Cuomo said something sarcastic, but I don't blame President Trump. One thing I love about the president, he keeps it real. He's straight up. But I want to talk about this impeachment inquiry. The Democrats on Thursday, October 31st, Halloween, held a vote to vote on the process for this impeachment inquiry. I am proud to say that zero Republicans in the House voted for it, and two Democrats voted against it. And so I applaud those two Democrats. The process is not fair. It's one-sided. I don't see where the due process comes in for the president. But more importantly than that, it's a sham. Every time they say, oh, we have a whistleblower, and the media, particularly MSNBC and CNN, they get all excited. Then it turns out this person's a Democrat, worked for Joe Biden, worked for this one. The lawyer is a Democrat, linked to the Democratic Party. Then it's a waste. Then it becomes, wow, we got all excited. We thought we had Trump. And now we're back to nothing. This is a sham, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not saying this only because I'm a supporter of President Trump. I'm saying this because based on the quote-unquote evidence that we've seen, I put it in air quotes because I don't see where it's evidence, but based on what we've seen, they have nothing. But them, even if you don't like Trump, you didn't vote for him, you can't stand him, the bottom line is there is no there. I want to mention that liberal professor Alan Dershowitz, he teaches at Harvard, not too far from where we're sitting. He's a liberal. He defended O.J. Simpson. He said that the Democrats are handling the impeachment process incorrectly. Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself. When President Bill Clinton was impeached in 1998, the Republicans gave him his due process. I have the year right, but 1998, yes. He received due process. I mean, this is a complete sham. Even beyond the one-sided, like we're in a communist country, a secret, perceived anti-American, about the sitting president of the United States. Back to the sitting president, what can they do to us? That's something that was from the Soviet Union. I believe it was Stalin and Lenin, if someone out there can correct me. You find me the man, and I'll find the crime. We don't do that in the United States. The evidence should lead you to what happened. You don't say, okay, he's President Trump. Now we're going to figure out what kind of evidence can we get against him. That is not how we work in the United States. Barbara, your thoughts?
My thoughts. The Democrats are showing us over and over again how they have changed over the years. Okay, they had a history of segregation and things of this nature. That's not as bad as becoming totally lawless. They have become totally lawless. Adam Shifty Schiff had nerve enough to challenge the Republicans by saying, oh, you're acting above the law. You know, that's because that's what they're doing. That's what Nancy Pelosi and Schiff are doing. They act like we don't even have any law. Because where is your innocent until proven guilty? They have not even suggested one crime that he's done. Because what that call to the Ukrainian president, the Ukrainian president, from what I understand, has clearly cleared Trump of anything that was wrong. But has that stopped them? No. I don't think that there should be. I know that there shouldn't be one decent and moral American that would cast one vote for the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
Our president deserves to be number one reelected because of the good he's doing. You see, these people hate him more than they love you. They hate him more than they love America. As a matter of fact, they don't love America with its Judeo-Christian founding. They want to make America into a secular nation because they are secular. You have to be secular to want to kill a live baby. You have to be. So the bottom line is, we Americans, it doesn't make any difference what party you belong to. That is insignificant. That has nothing to do with preserving the right in this country, preserving America with its freedoms, with its liberties for those coming behind us. It has nothing to do with party. It has to do with what's right before God, what's right for my country, land of the free because of the brave.
Wow. That blew me away, Barbara. Thank you. I want to quote Larry Elder from Twitter because he tweeted this last night. That was beautiful. And I want to quote this. This is very important. Talking about blacks and the brainwashing. Quote, the welfare state has incentivized women to marry the government and has incentivized men to abandon their moral and financial obligations. Larry Elder, you know, he's been on the forefront of black conservatives for a long time. This is a critical statement from Larry Elder. It encapsulates the struggle to rebuild the black family. And this needs to be done. And I put on Twitter not too long ago that today's Dems are almost worse than the slave owners of the 16th and 17th. You know why? Because the plantation owners only owned the bodies of black people. Today's Democrats, they own the minds and the souls of too many black people. We are ostracized for what we believe. We know it's not easy. But I want to say something in favor of one of the many things about Trump that is so great. Trump has broken through. Trump has broken through. I have worn Trump hat, shirt in Patterson, in Irvington. No one said anything to me. There are a lot of black supporters of Trump because Trump went into the black community. He knew, he tapped into it. As we said earlier, too many Republicans, not out of hate, but just out of political whatever, correctness, they ceded inner city America to the corrupt Democrats.
And they become very corrupt.
Trump actually went in there, and one of the things Trump did that's so important, he signed the Second Chance Act. I hope I have the name right, which is real prison reform. He was awarded for that at a black college. A couple of weeks ago, Benton College, I may have the name, I wrote it down last week, mentioned it last week. Benedict College, thank you, Barbara. Absolutely. Barbara, you hit it. Please tell the audience that.
Yes, well, you know, that's part of my presentation for tomorrow.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But that's all right. That was a rollback of the 1994 Clinton, who the blacks say loved them so much. A lot of blacks now, there are two women in particular that were released under Trump. One is Alice Johnson.
Yes.
And the other one is Khadijah Bannister.
Right.
Between the two of them, they spent 38 and a half years for minor drug charges. Minor. One spent 16 and a half, and the other spent 22 years in prison. These are black women. Don't come to me and tell me my president is a racist. I am a black woman. I am the expert, and he's not.
Okay, thank you. My producer's telling us we have
2 minutes left, so let's just start wrapping. Yeah, Tanisha Bannister. Yes, she spoke very nicely on behalf of President Trump when he received, right, received that award. In our last waning couple of minutes, we have 1 minute left. We want to thank you all for listening in. We're at the Church of the Presidents. We want to thank those who made this arrangement, Kathy of Norfolk, Norfolk County Republican Committee. Barbara, and I have 30 seconds left. I'll close us out. Thank you.
I want to thank Kathy and Norm, and I want to thank all of you Americans for being true Americans. Vote for our President Trump because he deserves another term. God bless you. God bless all of you. Pray for us. Don't forget tomorrow, the spirit of America, and God bless the United States of America. So long. This is our urban story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be friendly and comfortable. State Health and Wellness, Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 179-771. Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored story of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentist for 2018, providing exceptional and compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of
of visitblue.com and theBlueMagazine.com.